This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver Public Schools will offer the newly approved children's vaccine starting today at 18 school-based health clinics. Here's CPR's Jenny Brundine.
The clinics will provide pediatric doses from 4 to 7 p.m. for children ages 5 to 11 and to other family members. Denver Health's Dr. Stephen Federico says vaccination is important because children can transmit the virus to family members, teachers, and classmates. And for families who think their children are protected because they've already had COVID,
recent studies show that getting vaccinated is more protective than having had the infection.
Other districts like Aurora and Cherry Creek will also host vaccine clinics at school sites next week. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Colorado's newest wind farm is open on the Eastern Plains. CPR Sam Brash has more.
Count it down from five. Here we go.
Five. That's the sound of an official ribbon cutting for the new Nyaw Wind Energy Center, located near Sterling. The project includes 75 wind turbines. It's a joint venture between NextEra Energy, a Florida-based energy company, and Tri-State Generation and Transmission, a power supplier for local energy co-ops. Some of those co-ops have threatened in the past to break away from the company because it hadn't embraced cheaper renewable power. The wind farm is an attempt to shift gears. Between now and 2023, Tri-State is planning to finish five more major wind and solar projects across Colorado. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
National Republicans are setting their sights on Democratic Congressman Ed Perlmutter. The eight-term representative won his last race by more than 20 points, but with Colorado's new congressional map, his district only leans 7 points in Democrats' favor. The only Republican who has filed to run against Perlmutter has not held office before and ran unsuccessfully for the Colorado House last year. This is CPR News and KRCC.